You guys,
I am so excited. Cheers, Nicole.
Cheers. We are drinking Messy Mama, and welcome to our podcast show.
Yes, and it's her new Pinot Noir, and it tastes amazing. It has legs.
And by the way, me and Dina didn't eat a lot today, so we might be slurring by the end of this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, when you have kids and you're running around, like, the last thing I think about is eating.
Literally, food. And then it's 3 o'clock and you're like, shit, I just had a cracker today. But we are so excited. Obviously, if you guys watched Jersey Shore Family Vacation, we did the meatball show. And I feel like me and Dina just, like, want to do more meatball stuff. So we were like, why not do the meatball podcast?
We've been wanting to do meatball stuff forever. And I feel like finally we're doing it. But you have to remember, back in the day, we were hot messes. It was not the time to be doing, like, real life things.
If you guys just Google Snooki mugshot and Dina mugshot, that was us.
Yeah, that was that was it.
Disgusting.
I feel like if we did it back then, we would be so irresponsible. So I feel like now that we're mommies,
as we didn't eat and we're drinking wine.
Yeah, but we're still hot messes in, like, a mature way. It's time to do our podcast. So welcome to the Meatball Podcast. I'm so excited for this. I feel like we're going to be talking about meatball memories. We're going to have special guests on.
We're going to bring along our meatball mamas.
Yes, and meatball mamas.
We just want this to be fun time.
An open space for us meatballs. No judgment. I definitely want to take calls from our meatballs.
Definitely.
So they can, like, tell us their meatball story.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And I also, like, I've been following some of these TikTok moms. And they are so fun. And
so
I'm like,
fun.
You would be my friend. Uh-huh. Like, come on my podcast and let's freaking dish.
Same. So we're definitely going to have some... We'll try and get some celebrity guests if they want to talk to me and Gina, but definitely a lot of mom TikTokers and influencers, and, you know, just talk about being hot mess mamas and still being amazing women.
Yes. Hell yeah. We came a long way, girl.
We did. Cheers again.
Cheers. You should just take a drink every time we cheers. Mm-hmm. I think that's just going
to
be it.
Yeah, make sure you guys listen to this at night because we're releasing every Jersey. We just thought it just fit us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we own Jersey.
So, yeah, we want to do the meatball show, and then, like, we do it, but we were like, what else can we do? A meatball pod.
Yeah, and we have our meatball merch. I don't know if you guys saw it online, but we haven't updated our graphics in, like, a year.
I know. We've been waiting on Chris.
If you guys, so bad.
If you guys...
We're making Chris do everything.
I know. My poor husband. He literally goes to work, and we're like, okay, you ready to work on meatball merch? And he's like, are you guys kidding me? He's like our boss.
So we'll get on that eventually. And if you guys listen to me and Joey's podcast, It's Happening, you know that he's freaking out right now. He texted me just now because we're in studio. He texted me and he's like, I'm going to come there and I'm going to pull the fire alarm. I'm like, Joey, you're cheating on me with Barstool.
Joey, you have Barstool.
Literally. So, like, I'm
and
allowed.
And Joey, you could come and hang out with us.
I'm literally allowed to do a podcast with you.
Yeah.
And I feel like we always wanted to do this, and I was always nervous to bring it up with Joey because he would, like, freak out. But since he's on Barstool now, it just made sense. I was like, all right, so, well, since you're doing this, we can have the meatball podcast.
Joey, don't worry. You're fine.
Yeah, we'll have him on the show
you
eventually.
You can come on. He'll be fun to come on.
Yeah.
We'll have to have Chris on.
We're going to have a lot of people
Chris on. Can give you guys some, like, inside stories of meatball mayhem that are not, like, that's
Chris
not
Chris is literally
filmed.
The best. We can get Chris and Gianni on because
isn't
filmed.
That would be...
Gianni would actually do audio.
Oh, my God. The stories that these, like, they have of us that aren't filmed, you people would be like, what?
And I know you guys don't see Gianni a lot, but Gianni and Chris are, like, the same person. Like, they're both goofy and funny, and they just tolerate us, and they just know we're hot messes. And I told Gianni, I was like, well, I'm going into the city to do the podcast with Diener. I was like, I'll probably be back early. He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, no, I swear. Like, we're going to do a nice celebratory dinner after this. We're finally doing our podcast. And Gianni's like, you're coming home at 1. I'm like, no, I swear.
That's what Chris is like. So wait, you guys are... What time are you doing the podcast? I'm like, well, I have to pick up CJ from school, so probably around 3:30. He's like, well, what time are you getting home? Because I have to go to bed. I have to be up at 4. I'm like, well, what time is late? He's like, I know you, Dina, and I know
you and Nicole.
Like, you're going to be at 12. I'm like, I promise you.
Well, it doesn't help because you're like an hour and a half away.
Yeah. So. We won't
be
out till 12 today.
No, we're going to do a nice celebratory dinner, and it'll be fine, husbands.
Yeah, calm down, sirs. I think they're just jealous because they're not here doing it.
Same.
And they want to be out to dinner with us because we're a good time.
So yeah, we're gonna celebrate that. But if you guys don't know, like, what a meatball is, I feel like we should definitely tell everyone what a meatball is, because I remember,
like, how it became.
I remember back in the day, everyone was like, oh, if you're a meatball, it's just because you're short. I'm like, no, you can be a 6'5" meatball. It's all about, like, how you go about life and how you celebrate life. And
so, yeah, how it started. So how it started.
It's supposed to be an insult.
It was actually supposed to be an insult. And please. I was like, please. So I first came into the house, season 3 with Nicole.
Jersey Shore.
Yep. And
We were friends before.
Ron and Sam automatically hated me because I came in with Nicole and was right away friendly with Jenny. And they felt like I was like,
because at the time, Sam hated me and Jenny.
And I had, like, nothing. I had no beef with anybody at that point. But they weren't nice to me. And then I got drunk and, you know, Mina came out. And that's my alter ego, who gets nasty.
Or Krina.
And then I yelled back. Then Ronnie called us meatballs.
He goes, like, okay, meatballs.
You short and fat meatballs or whatever. And I'm like, you know what? I love freaking meatballs.
Yeah, I was like, team meatball.
We were actually in the back of a cab, and it was me, you, Nicole, Jenny, and the boys, minus Ron and Sam. And then I was like, yeah, he called me a meatball. I love fucking meatballs. Mm-hmm. And then it just became, and then you were like, yeah, I love fucking meatballs too.
Yeah, like, we're the team meatballs. Like, fuck that.
And then we just, like, made it a positive thing. And then meatballs are now fun people that just love to have a good time, no judgment, enjoys life.
Yes. And I just love the fact that we turned a negative, like a guy calling us fat, into something amazing.
Yes.
So if you're a meatball, you just like to go out and have a good time. You know, you might get a little sloppy, but at the end of the day, you're a good person.
You get sauced in the sauce.
Exactly. So that's what a meatball means to us.
But yeah, that is true. We turned something that could have been, like, made us super sad.
Yeah.
And, like, super self-conscious into something positive.
But I feel like we have such strong personalities. Like, it takes a lot to get under our skin. I feel like now, as meatball mamas, you can't get under our skin about us unless you're coming at our kids. You say something about my kid, you're trying to come at my kid or my husband, you're done. But if you say something about me, like, I'm a strong meatball.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Same. Like, I feel like I feel like being a meatball and being who we are kind of, like, made us very confident in ourselves.
But also, like, what we went through.
You know what also I look back at? Like, the body image was so different back then. Back when we started, it was like you needed to be skinny and, like, you know,
I feel
no
like we
butt,
broke that
no
mold.
Boobs, and that was what was hot. But then we were, like, short and curvy, which now, if OG Jersey Shore was on now, people would be like, they are freaking smoke shows with those bodies.
Well, yeah, because now it's not, like, 2000 and everyone's trying to be a 00 with low-rise jeans.
Right. Uh-huh. So we were ahead of our time, girl.
Literally.
We were thick and beautiful.
Hell yeah. Team meatballs.
Team meatballs. We're going to cheers 25 times. I'm glad that you can hear it. So I actually got these wine glasses. I know you guys can't see, but they're gold, and they're from Love is Blind, which is, like, one of my favorite reality shows that I love to watch. And they know that I love it, so they sent me, like, this box. And the wine glasses that they drank...
that was so nice of them.
...were in the box, yeah. So these are my favorite wine glasses.
Yeah, we use them always.
So freaking good.
They're your go-tos.
Wait, let's explain how we're different as meatballs.
Yeah.
Like, even though we're kind of the same person.
So the meatballs are, we are like two peas in a pod, and we think the same.
It's weird.
But there is a lot of differences between us too.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
So I feel like I'm more, I don't want to say brave because that's not the right word.
I'm very anxious. So, like, I'm afraid of like death and getting hurt or something happening to people.
Yeah. Dina gets nervous about a lot of things that I'm just like, oh, cool.
Like,
I think I'm more laid back and relaxed.
Yeah, for sure.
You're more anxious and you get worried about things.
Yeah, like, I'm afraid of, like...
Because you actually have anxiety.
Yes, I do.
Dina's a prescribed anxiety person.
Yes. I take my Prozac and I'm happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah, like, she will go in a car with no seatbelt that's driving on sand dunes and be like,
which we did.
Woo-hoo! And I'm like, oh my God, just buckle me in and put me
Tina's
in a car.
Tina's like, is there smoke? What's happening? What's that noise?
I know. I'm like a nervous Nelly and you're like a Laxy Daisy.
Yeah.
That's a loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Not like physically, though.
No, not like that.
Even though I had 3 kids.
Well.
No, yeah. So we vary as meatballs, but then we're also like really alike with like just being so empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
We care about people's feelings. I feel like we're definitely empaths.
Oh, we definitely are.
And like we always worry about
people. I feel other people's energy like
all the time.
All the time. Like I feel it, and then
you're sensitive to Jenny's energy.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm sensitive to all energy.
Yeah.
Like that last trip we went on,
oh.
San Diego, I was like just feeling everything.
Same. Did you see my face?
I was like, oh,
on
my
those
God.
Episodes, I looked very stressed out, and I never get stressed. So we're definitely, we're empaths when it comes to being similar, and we want everyone to be happy, and we don't like fighting. We hate drama.
Yeah, we're very positive.
Yeah, we hate drama and negativity, and we can't stand
it. It's like the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, we always, like, think the same things. We'll, like, say things the same. We'll pose the same.
Oh, my God. It's very weird.
It's
sometimes
weird.
We just say the same things without even knowing,
like we're
what
twins.
The other person's going to say. It freaks our roommates out.
They're like, the what the fuck? We're like, we swear we didn't plan that.
So there's this. So sometimes there's downtime when filming. And we play kind of. So Vinny's an actor. So he does those.
Well, not downtime.
Not downtime. But like
we're still being recorded.
We're still being recorded. But like
filmed.
We try and like we're not doing like a dinner or like going out. We're like in
partying.
The middle of like getting ready or
we're
something.
We're literally just on the couch hanging out.
So we're just on the couch hanging out. So we try and think of like fun things because we don't have TV. We don't have anything. So we're like, what can we do to try and be entertaining while we're just sitting here?
Mm-hmm.
So we use Vinny's acting stuff, like his, what does he do? His improv games.
Games, yeah.
So there's this one game where you count to 3 and you have to like look into the other person's eyes and think about what they're saying. Rarely to never people say the first word at the first time. You have to kind of try and find the word through words. But me and Nicole looked at each other and we were like, 1, 2, 3.
Spider.
Vinny almost fell off his chair and died.
We both said spider at the same time, and that never happens. And me and Dina were like, what the fuck?
Like, for no reason.
And
spider.
Then we did it again for the meatball show. When we got our she shed, we were like, what should we name her? And in my head, I was thinking Claudine. Claudette.
I was thinking Claudine.
Yeah, I was thinking Claudette. And then we said 1, 2, 3. And then we basically said the same thing.
Yeah, and we're like, all right, her name's Claude.
So we named her Claude. So that was freaky. I think that's the only time we did it. Or maybe another time.
Half the time we're drunk when
yeah.
we do it.
And I just feel like when we speak and we like answer questions, we're saying the same thing in the same tone. I swear it's like we're twins. It's weird.
I mean, I feel like everybody has their meatball that they're like that with,
mm-hmm.
you know, in life. And we found each other, girl.
We did found each other. We actually met on MySpace. If you guys are old as us.
Oh, my God.
So I was dating someone in Jersey who was friends with Dina. And then, so that's like how I saw her on MySpace and everything. And I was like, I need to meet this girl. Like, I love her energy. And like, I loved your profile
Same.
And your pictures.
It
I was like,
actually
I'm
really
your best friend
funny.
With this girl.
Nicole was like, you kind of fangirled me a little bit. You would like comment under my pit mom.
I loved
on
you.
My videos. You'd be like.
I was like, she's so fun.
You'd be like, oh, I need to hang out with you girls. I'm like, yeah, girl. And then we just like
She was
started.
Literally, she put up videos of her in Seaside, like funneling beers and like
we
chugging.
We had some fun back then.
I'm like, this girl would be my best friend.
And then I looked on your profile and you were like out about doing your thing mm-hmm. and in Seaside. I'm like, why are we not like hanging out? And then I asked your ex at the time, like.
Yeah.
You know, can we like meet up?
Mm-hmm.
We never did.
And the funny thing is, Dina was supposed to be on the original Jersey Shore. So
yes.
I don't know who wasn't supposed to be there. I hope it wasn't me.
There wasn't.
Imagine
no.
you were
always supposed to be there.
So Sam? No.
I don't know who it was. They won't tell me, but they did tell me that Nicole was always supposed to be there because they wanted us two to like.
And they didn't,
be like
they
a
didn't
fun
know
time.
We were friends either.
They didn't know we were friends. So me and Nicole were friends.
I was
and
so annoyed.
We talked
Remember
through MySpace.
You?
And she was like, are you going to do this Jersey Shore thing because we both, like, I mean, we all knew about it. MySpace, everybody knew about this, like, Jersey Shore application.
Well, they
going
called
around.
It Guido Beach at first.
Yeah, at that point. Mm-hmm. It was Guido Beach.
It's like, you're and doing
I was
the
like,
show?
Actually, yeah, I just did a thing. Like, I'm in, I'm going into sequester, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But then some family stuff came up and I couldn't make it. So, we were both in, like, sequester, I guess you would call it. Like, we're like,
yeah, so they put
locked
us
down.
So they basically put us in a hotel, like took our phones, took everything because you're not supposed to know anything. And there was probably like 25 of us in the hotel and they didn't know who they were going to pick. Last minute, they knock on your door. They're like, all right, you're going to the house. So we all had no idea what was happening. But in my head, because I was talking to you, I was like, I'm going to see Dina. At least I know somebody in the house.
Yeah.
And I knew this kid, Ray. So I was like, all right, Ray's going to be in the house. And I got to the house. Everyone came and I'm like, where the fuck is Dina?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have any friends here. And like, I feel like Mike and Angelina knew each other and Vinny. And I was just like, I don't see like a best friend here.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
So, yeah. So what happened was they had called me. I wasn't able to go. Or I was, you know, in lockdown. I wasn't able to go because right before I gave them my phone, my mom had called me. Like something was going on with my family. And I was like, well, I have no idea what I'm walking into. So I'm just going to go home. Like I got like nervous. Go home. Nicole calls me from the duck phone every night.
I was like,
I think
you get sent to be recorded.
I think you called me like almost every night in the beginning.
I didn't like anyone at first.
And
I didn't mesh.
And eventually they were like, our main producer, mom, we call her, Sally Ann, was like, wait a second. You're talking to Dina? Is this the Dina that I know? And Nicole's like, yeah, we pretended we didn't know each other.
It's like, I really wanted her on.
Yeah. So then she was like, Sally Ann kind of kept that in her pocket, I feel.
Yeah.
And
so
it was like, Dina's coming on here at some point.
So when Angelina left the first season, she came back for Miami the second season, then she left again. So I feel like that was the opening. And I was like, all right, we're missing a girl. I was like, can we finally bring Dina, please?
Yeah. So actually, I was actually supposed to, regardless, I was coming in on to the Jersey because they were getting me ready to come into Miami. And then they said, no, we're going to wait until, you know, you're in Jersey. It'll make more sense just for you to come in with Nicole. And I was like, okay, cool.
And it's so weird. I don't think we've ever said this before, but when we were in Miami, after we shot Miami, the producers took me and Paulie aside. And they were like, you guys are going to go to the next season. We're getting a whole new cast. And we're like, what the fuck? And we weren't supposed to say anything. So then when we get to Jersey, it was all of us again. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to meet new people. Like, I formed a best friend relationship with Jenny at that point.
Yeah.
I was getting close with, like, everybody. I was like, why are we going to just get new cast members? This is not, you know, the real world. This isn't the challenge where you're, like,
yeah,
recycling
cast mates. I
feel
like everything was just, like, up in the air. Like, they, you know, they weren't sure
yeah, they
how, like,
know.
Ratings were going to be. And then once you guys freaking killed it, they were like, okay, yeah. We'll just keep the same cast.
I'm
just bring
so
in
glad.
A new.
Yeah.
And it worked out. It was awesome.
So that's how Dina got on the show. And she was always supposed to be on the show. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I know. Some people. Yeah. Like,
a little
like, yeah.
fun fact for you.
A little fun fact. I was always supposed to be there. But I feel like everything happens for a reason.
Totally.
And I think I came in when I was supposed to come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just wasn't meant to be for like that time.
Yeah.
So. And now look at us.
Now we're besties.
13 years later, doing a meatball pod.
God, we're old.
Cheers.
13 years fucking
oh my
later.
God.
That's disgusting. I've been out of high school, by the way, for like 20 years.
I started at 23 and I'm 35. Going to be 36.
It's disgusting. You don't look it.
I get up and my back hurts. Like, I can't even, I can't
yeah,
even
her back hurts.
Get up.
We were sitting the other day and she, like, got off a bench and she was like, ugh.
I literally felt like I was 80. I'm like, now I understand what my mom always used to be like, oh, my back. And
but
I'd
I feel
be
like we're
oh,
too
okay,
young for this
old
shit.
Old lady. And now I'm like 35, gonna be 36. And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, oh, my God. It's happening.
But I don't get it because we still have meatball moments. So if you don't know what meatball moments are, it's when me and Dina are just like having fun dancing and we just fall. But
and
usually,
sometimes we're not even drunk.
Yeah, but if a normal person falls like that, they're going to break their leg. Like they can't move. They're on the ground. They need to go to a doctor. Me and Dina just jump up like a rubber band. We're just like bouncy.
They say that.
Like, and we're fine.
I don't understand. The roommates even say, what are you guys like?
Because I did this in San Diego when I was in the confessional and I hit my head hard.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
Dina thought I had a concussion and I was dead. Like, I was going to be in trouble. And then I woke up the next day. I had a little headache, but I thought it was from drinking.
No, that one was
and I'm like,
bad.
You guys, my head hurts today. They're like, do you remember what happened? I'm like, no.
Wait, how about in Miami?
I banged my head on the wall.
When I thought that, so... In Miami, when I was out with the boys, because you girls didn't go out, and I went on the trash can thinking it was like the stage, and then yes. I fell off the trash can.
Yeah. Dina thought it was a stage, and she's dancing on a trash bin.
I'm like, I can't.
The boys are like, get down.
I know. I'm like, stop
I'm
ruining
dancing.
My fun.
Yeah.
Like, nasty. Mm-hmm. They're probably like, why is this girl coming out with us?
And then meatball days.
Oh, meatball days were
Do
the
you guys
best.
Remember
I don't
meatball
know
days?
How we. Came out of those days alive. Honestly.
That one meatball day, we literally didn't want to work, so we just went right to the bar when it opens. And this was like probably like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
We would go, we would day drink all day and then go back to the shore house. We would get dressed and then we would go to Karma all night.
I don't know how we did it.
And then wake up and drink again.
And how about the one time, so we go to Jank's. We party all day.
Oh, yeah. We should tell our inside secrets of meatball days.
Party, drink all day. Then we get to Seaside and we're like, we're not going back to the house. Boring.
We
Screw
thought everyone
it.
Was so boring.
We're like, we're going out. So we go out more. We go to Jenks. Then we're out in Seaside. We're having dance battles on the top of Aztec.
In fur boots.
And I had jellyfish eggs in my hair because I went in the ocean.
You did.
All day, I had jellyfish eggs in my hair and, like, didn't care.
Yep.
Didn't care. Mm-hmm. This is what we're dealing with back then. I was a hot freaking mess. Thank God I found Chris. Ugh.
I know.
Thank
Can you
Lord.
Imagine if we didn't get married?
I'm shocked. Yeah. Oh, man.
Thank God they love us.
Thank God. I'm sure he saw the episodes with the jellyfish in my hair. So
that's Justina.
Jenny, Paulie ripping my hair out, washing my hair.
It was bad.
And guess what? I still made it out that night. Hair in a ponytail, dancing on the bar in our fuzzy boots.
Yeah. She still made it out, and she looked glamorous.
6 o'clock in the morning. I don't understand how we did it.
No, and then we both got arrested on the beach. No, I got arrested on the beach for being a public nuisance.
So
no,
this is one thing.
It actually said annoyance behavior on the beach.
Annoying.
That's
Talk about annoying.
That's on my record, annoyance behavior on the beach. That's on my freaking record.
This isn't our fault.
Like, are you kidding?
By the way. It is not
is
our
crime?
Fault that we got arrested. Another little inside scoop about the meatballs. Not our fault we got arrested. Because every single person in that house, except for the meatballs, cannot leave without having somebody with them.
It's a two and two rule.
Yeah. Two and two. You cannot ever go out by yourselves. But
we had what's the word?
They let us, I don't know, an exception.
Yes.
We had an exception. So the producers, for some reason, I mean, let's be real, they knew that we would get into trouble by ourselves somehow, let me and Nicole sometimes go out by ourselves. And that's the one time we always got arrested. We got arrested.
That's the one time. Yeah, that's true.
They're like, all right, Nicole, go out. And then, like, I was missing you the one time, like, when you were pregnant. They're like, okay, Dina, go out. I'm like... Actually, what happened was...
That's why you got arrested, because you missed me.
I did miss you. And the night before, we had... Chris and Mallory had come over, and they were... I didn't go to bed till like probably 6 in the morning, and they woke me up for interview at 8.
No.
And I was like, I'm not going into interview.
Are you
And they're
kidding?
Like, they like turned my lights on. I'm like, I am not going into interview. I said, I'd rather go out right now and have a meatball day than go into interview. By the way, interview is like when you're in like prison and getting questioned with like a bright light on you.
Wait, can we just talk about that?
In a small dungeon for like ever.
Let's talk about that real quick and then get back to your story.
Yeah.
So obviously we would go out and party. Like we were young. We wanted to go out and party all the time. We wanted to go out and drink. So we wouldn't get back till like 5-6 in the morning. We would come back to the house. Usually we'd still be up and like drinking and then like fall asleep at 7. And then producers would wake us up to do interview at like 9-10. So we get no sleep. We're hungover as shit. And they bring us down to this dungeon. That's just think of a haunted house with an unfinished basement. That's literally what it looked like.
So hot.
And you're sitting down there with spiders and rats and no lights, just one big light on you. And you're just like sitting in... We called it the dungeon. You're
because
sitting
you're
down there.
You're hot. You have a bright light on you. It's like you're being questioned in like
by the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you just robbed a bank.
So I'm sorry. I was like, 2 hours asleep.
And you're literally
possibly
sitting there for 2 hours.
Sometimes
so
more.
So interview is what you see when we're like sitting and we're talking to the producer.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So I feel like when I got arrested, I didn't go to sleep till 6. They woke me up at 8 to do interview. And I'm like, I am not doing interview right now. I am super hungover.
You don't want to like get dressed with makeup and everything.
Like, I'm not trying to do this right now. And they're like, well, you have to do interview. I'm like, I'm not doing interview. I said, you know what? You want a meatball day? I'll give you a meatball day. I'd rather have a meatball day than go in an interview.
They were like, got it.
They're like, okay, try and get the rest of your roommates up. See if they want some pina coladas or something. I'm like, oh, done.
Yeah, okay.
So I like got up. I'm like, anybody want strawberry daiquiris? And then I was like, all right, I'm going to go out. I'm going to get stuff to make strawberry daiquiris.
Where'd
to
you
wake
go?
Up the roommates.
The liquor store?
That's where I was trying to get. And then, you know, then I'll make myself a meatball day.
Because during this time, I was in the house.
Next door.
Next door, because I was like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So I was not having
it. Yeah, you were not having it. So they're like, okay, Dina, but how are you going to get the liquor? And I'm like, I'm going to go get it. And they let
nowadays
me.
Nowadays, you go drizzly.
Yeah, now and they let me. But if anybody else in the house besides the meatballs asked if they could leave by themselves, it was a no.
Yeah, no. It'd be a hard no.
Hard no.
They'd be
no.
like, wait till wake up somebody and go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to wake someone up. But not for us. They were like, all right, go ahead. I'm like, all right. Pajamas, didn't even brush my hair, still in my slippers. I'm walking to the liquor store.
Oh, she was
not
feeling
even
it.
I'm like, probably, I was definitely still drunk. And I'm like, eh. And then I heard music and I was like,
ooh.
Let's go. And then I forgot what I was out to do.
And then
begin
you just
with.
Went to the bar and had a drink.
Yep. And yeah. That's when I got arrested. And I feel like the same thing. Like, it wasn't our fault we got arrested. They just let us
it
out by ourselves.
Wasn't our fault. So we had to work at the stupid t-shirt shop. No offense, Danny, but like, come on. So we would go to Karma, and I probably went to sleep at like 7 o'clock, and I had a shift at 10, and everyone's like ready to go. Like, nobody drinks like me and Dina. So like, everyone wakes up, they're totally fine, they go to work. Me and Dina, we're suffering. I'm like, I don't want to stand in a sweaty t-shirt shop and go sell t-shirts to people. I was like, I'd rather sleep or I'm going to go. So I ended up going to the freaking t-shirt shop. And I just felt like shit, and I knew I needed a mimosa because, you know, like those hangovers.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
like, I just
something
need a mimosa.
To balance you out.
Yes, like I'm gonna die right now. I need a mimosa. And Danny wouldn't let me leave, so I ended up running out. I was like, I'm gonna go grab a coffee so I feel better. But I ran out with my slippers, and I went to EJ's, our favorite bar, and I ended up doing shots with everyone. I think I kissed an old man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, you did.
Oh, my God.
Sick. We were hot messes.
Yeah, and then I just wanted to have fun and go on the beach, but I couldn't find the beach. So when I said, where's the beach?
You meant the opening.
I meant, like, how to get onto the beach. Like,
I knew
not,
what you meant, girl.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant.
So, I don't know. It's still iconic. I love it. But
I love it.
I was like, how do I get on the beach? But I was so drunk, I just said, where's the beach?
Yeah.
And the guy was like, right there.
You're like, hello.
And then Dina and Jenny were crying.
Dramatic. Why are we so dramatic? I can't.
I never got arrested before, so that was scary.
No, I was, yeah.
I was like, are you going to shoot me? I was like, I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I thought I was going to get, like, chained in a dungeon.
Yeah, so I blame the producers for letting us go out by ourselves.
Yeah.
Everybody else, no. Dina and Nicole, go ahead.
So our meatball days were fun. And I feel like we still have meatball days.
Yeah, just not as sloppy, I feel.
Yeah, and not, like, getting arrested.
Yeah, thank God.
But we still have fun as mamas.
Yeah, we have nice wine nights. The other night, Nicole came over.
And I feel like we need it.
Yeah, we had some wine. It was a good time.
By the way, Dina got a new house.
I did.
Congratulations, Dina.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Nicole actually came to my new house. We had some wine.
Oh, it's gorgeous, Dee.
We drank. You could see horses.
Dina has a gorgeous house. And it literally reminds me of your old house.
Yeah.
But just like... different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But
and your
it.
Basement is insane.
Yeah.
You go into Dina's basement, she has an Applebee's freaking bar. Like, you can have 10 bartenders down there.
I get so, like, embarrassed. Like, not embarrassed.
Embarrassed? It's
no,
the coolest
no, no.
thing I've
like,
ever seen
people,
in my entire
like,
life.
When, like, people brag about my stuff, I don't know, I get weird. Like, I don't know, I feel like...
But it's so cool.
I know, but I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool. But, like, I don't know, it's like I guess, like, what is it called? Like
okay, this is where we differ.
Like
because I'd be like, I got Applebee's in my basement.
I think it's like a
she's like,
Sam. I know. I get like embarrassed. But yeah.
You should be
is,
proud though.
I am so
it's
proud.
It's amazing.
I'm so proud. But I get like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
It's like a, I don't know if it's like a humble thing or what, but I just like, I'm like, oh, thanks. But like, I guess
stupid.
Like, weird. I don't know how to like respond to it. I'm like, thank you.
Well, it's sick. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And we're going to have to go back because we weren't filming.
No, we weren't filming.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like doing things like, I love filming, of course.
We love filming to entertain you guys.
But I love my me time with Nicole, like, without cameras because it's just like, I don't know. It's more like intimate.
But also, I feel like it's so hard to see each other. And that's like the only time we do see each other is when we're filming and working because you have two kids, I have three, Jenny has two. So it's really hard to actually see each other when we're not filming. Mm-hmm. So when we see each other when we're not filming, it's like, oh my God, this is nice. Different. Yeah. This is nice.
We don't have a million cameras around.
Mm-hmm.
And then like one other thing with like Meatballs, like we like when we see like the cameramen and people laugh at us because we're like, oh, we're doing good.
Oh, so when me and Dina are like saying something funny or we do a silly and they crack up, we're like, mm-hmm.
We're funny.
I was like, we're funny.
We're so
we're comedians.
Funny. Yeah, they love the Meatballs. I feel like.
I have to say, with our show, because we've been around for like how long now? With the same crew.
Same crew, yeah.
So it feels like at this point, like they're our roommates too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a big family.
Like we know everybody by their first name. Mm-hmm.
So the producers and the cameramen, the mic guys, everything. It's just like.
Their family.
Uh-huh.
Like they're like something. I feel like they're our cast members too. Like we do something fun and we're like looking at them like, is it funny?
Yeah.
Like they laugh with us. They have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we sneak some shots.
No, yeah. Like, do you want a shot? I won't tell. And then we'll leave, like, drinks? Shots on the table. We're like, it's over there for you.
Yeah. Go ahead. You want some drinks? Get them fired out.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. They don't get...
Yeah, it's not like they're 12.
But, yeah. I love being a meatball.
Same.
So, that's why we wanted to do the meatball pod.
Yes. And I'm so excited that we finally ended up doing it. I feel like it was so hard with our schedules, but we finally made it work. And this is our first episode of the Meatball Pod. And I feel like this is what we want it to be. Like, we wanted to tell, like, the inside stories of our meatball days back in the day. And like we said, have celebrity guests, have some mommy guests on.
Yes, definitely.
And take meatball questions. We want,
oh,
we want
that.
You meatballs to call in and give us questions. Tell us your meatball stories. Because I know a lot of best friends that, like, watch the show and they love us.
Oh, yeah.
They're best friends. They call each other meatballs. Like, oh, I'm Dina and I'm Snooki.
Cheers.
Cheers. Take a shot every time we say cheers. Make sure you're not drinking.
We have a lot of...
Or make sure you're not driving.
Wait till you get home. This will be, like, a bedtime podcast.
Yeah, I would say now, guys, like, I feel like podcasts, like, you listen when you go to work in the morning at, like, 6 a.m., which is fine, but, like... If you want to drink wine with us and listen to our podcast, do it when you get home and you shower.
Yeah.
So it's like you're actually hanging out with us.
I love it.
All right. We did it, Dave.
We did it, Meatball.
We did it. First. Cheers to our first Meatball Pod podcast.
Woo! Meatball Pod.
Woo! All right, Meatballs, thank you so much for listening. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
So happy to have you guys, and we cannot wait until next episode.
And we will see you every Thursday. We'll be releasing a new episode. And, we can't wait to hang out with you, Meatballs. Love you.
Bye.